Okay, let's pick up with the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, Rafai, live from the bottom. I apologize, it was a little under the weather the past 2 days, Baruch Hashem, much better. So hopefully I'll be able to continue tonight and already send out tomorrow's Baruch Hashem tonight. Now the Mishnah says, Ochel Truma, Truma's Chametz of Pesach, B'shogeg, Mishalem, Karen, V'chomesh. So someone who accidentally has Truma of Chametz on Pesach, then you still have to pay the Karen V'chomesh. We know that we've mentioned this Karen V'chomesh already once, is that that a person is a chiyuv if he accidentally has someone's truma by accident, so then there's a chiyuv to pay back a chomesh, that's the pasuk gives that fine to a person, and that's only b'shogeg, it's a kapara. It's the ability to get kapara for what you have done, to get atonement for what you have done. You have to do the, you have to give a chomesh, and if you do it b'meizah, we're going to see you don't pay back this chomesh. It's an ability to get kapara. You don't get that atonement if you do it on purpose. Only if you do it by accident can you have that atonement. So here, we're mechadish that you have to pay, even though it's aser b'hanah at this point. Even though the chametz is aser b'hanah, so Rashi quotes, the drasha says, "V'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh, it's davar haroy lios kodesh." So that's even though you don't have to pay, because here you're not paying monetary value necessarily, you're going to pay the actual peros. You're paying, I'm supposed to give you strawberries, and I give you back strawberries, it's, even if they don't necessarily have the value right now, because they were, well, in this case, it's talking about chametz, so we're talking about, let's say, bread and wheat, so then you'd have to, then you'd still pay it back. But maybe, however, if someone does this on purpose, he eats it on purpose. You have truma on purpose. You know that it was truma. So then Rashi says it's just a thief. Your guy who stole. So if someone who stole, what was the? Then we look at not necessarily the kapara aspect and how to pay back the chomesh, but rather just what did you steal? Did you steal nothing of value? So since you have to pay nothing of value, at the end of the day, you are not going to be chayv to pay back. You don't have to pay back the principal or the value as firewood, because at the end of the day, again, you're not allowed to use it as firewood, because at the end of the day, you're not allowed to have chametz, you're not allowed to have benefit from chametz, and therefore it is not valuable at all. That is what comes out of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara wants to develop this by first introducing us to another Mishnah. It's not Hassan. We have a Mishnah in Trumos, which tells us, Ochel Truma B'shogeg Mishalem Karen V'chomesh, someone who has Truma by accident, then he pays the principal plus 1/5. And Echad Ochel V'Echad Ashosa. This is not just one who eats it, rather also someone who drinks it. And not only that, V'Echad Asach, turning on to the next Talmud, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, even if someone who anoints himself with the Truma, with the oil of Truma, he is going to be Chayiv as well, because Rashi quotes, that is the concept of Sicha Kishtia. We learn this out for Truma, that a person, it's Asher for a person to be Sach. Sach is to anoint yourself with the oil. That is like drinking for this purpose. That's a Shaila that the Asher brings down, as Machlokes Rishonim, whether this is De'orais or De'rabanan, the concept of Sicha Kishtia. And the Rabbi Yashav wants to extend that din. If we'll say that it's Daraisa, then it would be a major problem having soap made with chalev, because we would say Sicha Kishtia. If you assume that Sicha Kishtia is only a Gzera Derabanan, then we wouldn't extend that to necessarily to chalev. That's what you assume is a Nacha, and therefore it'd be Mutter. That is a fascinating Dion. But either we hold Sicha Kishtia, and Lamaisa, that is Dion and the Rishonim, whether it's the Raisa Derabanan. Echad, so again, that's with regards to Truma. Echad Truma Tmeh, Echad Truma Tahor, that's going to be regards, whether it's Tameh or it's Tahor, Mishalem Chomesh, you still have to pay an extra fifth. Even if the Truma is Tmeh, V'chumsha, the Chumsha, not only that, the Mishnah adds in that if you accidentally had the fifth after you already separated that fifth, so then you'll have to take another fifth from that fifth. And the Mishnah also then continue talking about that you'll have to keep adding that fifth payment invertedly if you keep having it until it gets less than a shavar pruta, meaning it's always going to be less, right? You're going to have to take a fifth, of a fifth, of a fifth, of a fifth, of a fifth, until it gets to a small enough number that's less shavar pruta, then you no longer have to pay that 1/5 anymore. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Ibailahu. So now we have a question with regards to paying back this truma. Kishuma shalom, when you pay back the truma that you accidentally had from the Kohen, how do you pay him back? Lefi mida mishalom, do you pay him according to the, mida is always a volume of what you add? So let's say you had 5 ounces worth of produce, so that's what you have to pay him back. Or you evaluate how much the money is worth at that point, and therefore you would pay back the money of that the value at that much. So the 5 ounces is worth $20 at the moment where you ate it. So then you'll have to pay back $20 worth, not necessarily 5 ounces of truma. So that's what Rashi says. Why is there this deal over here by truma? Because it says that we only care specifically by truma is paying back peros and not money. It says v'nasan l'koines hakodesh. That's what I would have thought. Maybe that there's room for this topic that you have to pay back lefi mida. As opposed to anyone else who steals, I don't have such a question, Rashi says, because at the end of the day, the Pasuk says, Yashiv, which we learn now, famous Rasha, we have a few places in Kedushin and Bava Kama, this comes up a lot, the Yashiv l'rabos afilu shava kesef is kekesef, that any which way I can pay him back, any which way I can give him, I can pay you back, if I owe you $1 million, I can pay you $1 million of paper clips, and there's nothing you can do to stop me to pay it back. So that's because we assume, Shavik, for all halachic purposes, that Shavik Kesef is Kikesef. Over here, though, the question is more, is that I have to pay back Peros, so the Torah only cares about paying back Peros, in which case I would have to pay back Lefei Midah, and not necessarily Lefei, the actual monetary value. That's the question over here. So the Gemara now says, Kol Heichadimi Kara Shavya Arba Vezuze Levaso Shavya Zuza. So in the case where the item that you had at the beginning was worth a lot of money, let's say, so it wasn't, and the wheat wasn't such a high commodity, so it was worth 4 Zuzim, and then the time of the payment, it only became worth 1 zuz, so then the Gemara says, Lo Tibai Lech Tavadav, Gemara Shalom Lefidam. Everyone would agree that you have to pay the value of the bill, and Doro Gama Gazlan, because at the end of the day, no one's going to say that it's worse than a Gazlan in this case, because at the end of the day, you still stole four zuz worth of produce from the Kohen. So you have to pay back four zuz. You have no right to pay back 1 zuz to the Kohen, and therefore you're not going to be Logar Megazlan, so therefore you'd have to pay that back. Disnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Kol HaGazlan HaMishal HaMishes HaGzeilam, we're just bringing a proof that when it comes to stealing, the Mishnah Bava Kama tells you that you have to pay back at the moment that we evaluate the moment of what you stole, and you pay back that amount. So therefore, it's at the end of the day, I'm no worse than someone who stole, because I took your produce, I took your wheat, let's say, so I have to give you the value of the wheat at the time that I stole it. So therefore, there's no shayla. Kiti ba'ilach, so the Gemara says, when did I, in fact, have my question? Dimikar shavya zuza levasov shavya arba. The item at the beginning was worth 1 zuz at the beginning, and then 4 zuz at the end. So then my, so what's going to be the lacha? If you assume lefi midah masham, you pay according to the volume, then damar lacha girei acha gira mashalem. So we have to pay him. You had a certain measure of truma to pay him the equivalent measure, even the item increased in value. So you stole 5 ounces worth of wheat, so you have to pay back 5 ounces worth of wheat, doesn't matter. Or maybe you could pay the value. No, I owe $20 worth of wheat, so I'll pay him $20 worth of wheat, even though he's getting half the amount of wheat, I owe him $20. So I have to pay him back the exact $20 that I paid, the literally 1 zuz worth, and I paid back the zuz worth regardless of the time. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef answered, Tashma, we can have a proof from the Braisa. Achal grogeres v'shilim lo tamarim. That if someone had accidentally dried figs of truma, but you decide to pay back the Kohen with dates, so then the Gemara says, Tavalav bracha, that he should have a bracha because he did something above and beyond. He didn't need to give him back. We know dried figs are not as good as dates. Dates are much better, so you paid back in dates, everyone's happy. So the Gemara says, analyzing that, now if I assume you're paying to volume, so he's going to give you 5 ounces worth of dates or 5 ounces of dried figs. And the fact that he gives you 5 ounces worth of dates, it's worth double, let's say double his price. It's worth $50 that he's giving you back. You really only have to pay back $25, so that's great. So that makes sense that on this reason, he is going to be blessed. He's going to have this special bracha. He ate a measure of dried figs with only a zuz, because he gave him something worth 4 times the amount. It's 4 zuzim. So that like an armash, so we did something double. It's the same thing. That you, let's say you gave something worth, you only have to give $10 worth of dried figs, so, and you're giving him something that's the same volume, same amount of the, let's say 10 ounces again, of the dates, so that's going to be worth $40. You're giving him 4 times the amount that he deserved. So that makes sense to say the siyasher koyach of tavalav bracha, eliyamar, lefidamim, mishalim, but if you assume you're paying according to the value, amai tavalav bracha, so why does the bracha, why does the price say that a person has tavalav bracha, that he should have a bracha upon him, kevin da'acha bezuza kamishalim, because he ate figs worth a zuz, and you're paid back worth those zuz. There's nothing so great. He's just paying back the money. He's paying back the $10 that you owed. So now you're giving him way less figs. You're giving him, instead of 5 ounces worth of dried figs, you're going to give him 2 ounces worth of the 2 ounces of the dates, which are worth $10. So you haven't done anything special. I've given back the $10, the same $10 that he got back. So Abaye rejects his proof. He says, no, at the end of the day, it's still better that everyone wants dates. Amar Abaye ulam lefi damin mishalim. You could say you still pay back according to value. V'amai tavalav bracha. So why does the Mishnah tell you that it's tavalav bracha? Because it's de'acha midi de'lo kavet zvine v'kashlam zvine. Because at the end of the day, kavet tele zvine. At the end of the day, it's something which people prefer. If everyone prefers dates, even though it's the same $10, yeah, but I have to sell, you know, I have to sell 50 of my dried figs for $10, or I could sell 5 dates for $10, much easier to bring it around to sell it, and it's much easier. It's the same thing with regards to land. We have the same concept of Idi Ziboris and Beinonis. At the end of the day, you're paying back the same value of what you owed. But everyone prefers Idis. Everyone prefers the best land because it's easier to sell. It's smaller property. It's much better than, having an apartment in Yerushalayim. is more valuable. The same exact property, let's say a $500 million apartment in Yerushalayim is a lot easier to sell, let's say, than a $500,000 house in God knows where, in the south, where people aren't as are gonna be as comfortable buying it over there, even though it's the same value. It's a much bigger house over there. But still, people are preferred over here. It's the same thing over here with regards to the dates. So the Gemara says, so we don't have a proofness. So now the Mishnah continues analyzing the Mishnah to maybe get ourselves to a proof. Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah. So we're trying to bring a proof from our Mishnah, so that's why we come up to this whole subject. We have the question in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if someone has Trumas Chametz accidentally on Pesach, Mishalim Karen Chumash, you pay the principal plus 1/5. Now I understand if you're going to pay according to volume, that makes sense that it's worth. We're not necessarily analyzing how much it's actually worth right now because again, chametz is worthless. But if you're according to the value, chametz of Pesach bar damim. So why should the Mishnah tell you that it's worth anything on Pesach? It's not worth anything. So since it's asur to have hanah from Pesach, it's not worth worthless, and therefore you shouldn't have to pay anything. So why does the Mishnah tell you that you pay accordingly? Our Mishnah seemingly holds that truma is going to be lefi mida and not lefi damim, lefi the volume and not lefi the actual amount that it's worth. So that's what we were assuming right now. So the Gemara says, no, you could reject this as well. In our Mishnah is actually saying that there is a value on Pesach, and we know, we've seen this shita a few times already come up. Hamani Rabbi Yosef Lili, who holds on Chametz Pesach, that Chametz Pesach is allowed to derive benefit. Since it's allowed to be used, it has a value, and accordingly, someone who has had the truma of Chametz is going to be chayav to pay back because there's value according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and therefore you don't have a proof from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, so really that would make sense if this Mishnah could line up as Rabbi Yosi Aglili, but the Gemara says, Ihachi Ema Seifa, but the Hemshech of the Mishnah seems to show that it's not Yosef Aglili. How does that? Because B'meizit Patim Minatashlumit B'meizim. If you have, the Mishnah tells you at the end of our Mishnah, on the Mishnah just we had on Laman Aleph on Beis Abadim, the Mishnah told you that if you have Truma on purpose, you don't pay back Tashlumin and Me'itim. So the Gemara says, E Rabbi Yosef Aglili, on my part, Tashlumin and Me'itim. If it's Rabbi Yosef Aglili, where there's still value, so why don't I pay back the amount of the value of firewood that should be given back to the Kohen? At the end of the day, I stole from him something which has value, because we're assuming Chametz Pesach has Hanah, Mutar Bar Hanah, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, so why wouldn't I be allowed to have Hanah from it and have to pay back the Kohen? So the Gemara says, so because at this point, the Mishnah says, because Savarlak Rabbi Chunim and Akanya, that this part of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Chunim and Akanya, the sign of Rabbi Chunim and Akanya holds, in Achanami, you would theoretically have to pay back, and there is value to it. However, we've seen this on Chav Tes already, this Gemara. Rabbi Chunim and Akanya told us that we have this concept of Kam Limin Rav Mine, that when you have two punishments, that you only get the more severe punishment. So if somebody, while violating Shabbos, he damaged some of your property, he's not going to be chayav, because he's already chayav Misa, he doesn't have to pay you back. So Rabbi Chunim and Akana extended that rule, not just to Shabbos, but to Yom Kippur and the like, that something that we're chayav karis for, you're also going to be pater from paying back. So it's here, over here, since at the end of the day, you're going to be chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim for eating deliberately, if you eat on purpose, the issue of eating Truma, so you're chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim, Rabbi Chunim and Akana extends that din to Kimla Kamla Midra Mine, and you have to get only one of the two punishments, and that will be you're gonna be Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, and you don't have to pay back the Kohen, the Truma. So really he does hold like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, but for a separate point when you do B'meizid, that there's a problem of Kamla Midra Mine, which tells you that that's why he does not have to pay back. So therefore the Mishnah could still be Rabbi Yosef Aglili, and you don't have a proof whether or not we're gonna pay Lefi Mida or Lefi Damim. So the Gemara says, maybe our Mishnah, really our Shaila is really Machlokas Tanaim. Maybe our Shaila is a Machlokas Tanaim. How is that? Ochel Trumas Chametz BePesach. Someone has Trumas Chametz on Pesach, whether he does so on purpose or by accident, Patzer Menat Shlumim in Bei Eitzim. He's going to be exempt from repayment from the Trumas value as firewood. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is going to be Mechayev. He says that you are Chayev. Amar Lo. So they have a whole shakla v'tari over here. Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. V'chimahana Yesh Lo. But at the end of the day, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, what benefit does the Kohen have from the Truma that the person should have to pay him back the Truma on Pesach? There's no value to Truma that's Chametz on Pesach. Amr Lo, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva. So he says back to him, but one who has Truma that is Tameh the rest of the year, what benefit does the Kohen have from that Truma that one ate it? It's Truma Tameh. Truma Tameh at the end of the day has no value to a coin. A coin's not allowed to do anything with it. So he's not allowed to eat it. So since the coin's not allowed to eat it, it doesn't really have value for him. So someone who accidentally has it is going to be chayav to pay. So too, someone who has chametz on Pesach is going to also be chayav to pay. And we see from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri that paying back for the consumption of truma by accident is going to be lefi mida, is going to be according to volume, because at the end of the day, even if it's not valuable, it's something you have to pay back. So Amr Lo, Sir Bikiva responded to Lo, Imar Bachuma Tmeya, that still at the end of the day, Bashamas Makana, there is some value though. Sha'afu Bisha'im Baheter Achila, Yesh Baheter Asaka, you're allowed to burn it. Even though Shuma Turu Tmeya, we know Shuma Tmeya, one of the major hanas I could have from it. It's not, granted, it's not so much, but still, I'm allowed to burn it. Tomar Bezed, we're going to say with regards to Truma and Pesach, where Ein Lo Baheter Achila V'lo Heter Asaka, there's no heter whatsoever. Chametz Pesach is totally Azerbana. In which case, the truma has no value at all, and one certainly should not be obligated to repay it at that point. So the Gemara says, "Halamaz the domer." So what is this? The case of truma chametz similar to the truma's tutim banavim shenitma. That's going to be similar to a case of, it was translated as strawberries, it really should be translated as more of like a berry type of thing, and grapes of truma that became tameh she'ein lo baheter achila v'lo heter asaka. This is actually, we're going to assume that this still has the machlokas with regards to if you have these fruits, which apparently are very moist. And so therefore, since they're very moist, you're not be able to use them as a fire, to light up a fire with them, because it's never going to come to light. So therefore, if you're not, since they have no, there's no benefit to them, and you're not going to have any benefit to these fruits, Rabbi Akiva, who says that the payment is going to be all with regards to value, he says that someone is going to be exempt if you have these fruits to pay back a coin. However, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, who seemingly is learning out that you pay lafi mida, according to volume, he is not going to go after value, and he's going to assume that you would have to pay back this case. So we're assuming that this is really machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara continues, b'med v'amurim, in which cases are we going to say this, that the truma can be chametz, b'mafresh truma v'echmitza. Someone who separated truma, and it became chametz afterwards. So aval, mafresh truma's chametz, however, if one during Pesach separated truma from that was chametz, divrei hakol ein kedusha, all agree that it has not become consecrated as truma, and it would not be truma, because at that point even Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that there's no issue of deriving benefit from Pesach. He's going to agree that chametz cannot be at the end of the day made holy as truma during Pesach. That he's going to agree. You can't consecrate on Pesach. The reason is going to be, the Gemara is going to discuss this in the Hemshech. The Gemara says Tanya Idach. We have another brisa which tells us v'nasan lakoinis lakodesh, a similar brisa, similar machlokes tanaim. We're going to see right now just different tanaim, and the Gemara is going to flesh out at the top of the next Talmud what exactly is the main difference. Tanya Idach v'nasan lakoinis lakodesh davar relas kodesh, something which is fit to become holy, meaning truma. Prad la'ochad truma chametz on Pesach. This is excluding someone who has accidentally truma ad chametz on Pesach. Shepatim v'natoshlumi d'may esim, because he is exempt from repayment and also exempt from the truma's value as firewood. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Those are the words of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer chisma mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer mechisma says that he's going to be chayev to pay back, as we're going to see. So the Gemara says Amar la Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer chisma v'chi mayesh la'anabar. This is a similar shakar taya. What benefit does the coin have from truma that was the truma of chametz on Pesach? Nothing. So therefore, he's not taking any value. Amar la Rabbi Eliezer chisma. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov v'chi mayesh la'yesh la'ochel truma tmeya b'sherim asheshana b'shalim. In your response, a similar shaka v'tayv, Rabbi Kiva Nachman Nuri. He says, what benefit does a kohen have with someone who is having truma tmeya, and yet you pay back the kohen of the truma tmeya? Amr lo, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov responded to him, lo, imar but truma tmeya, b'shari mos ha-shana, sha'af b'she'en lo, heter achila, yesh bo heter ha-saka, then the day you're allowed to burn it, and that is considered monetary benefit, so it does have monetary value. Tamar Bazo, you're going to say this case with regards to truma of chametz on Pesach. She'en lo ba'eter achila lo'eter asaka. There's no eter. There's nothing you can do with it. Burning it is also usher to have anah from it, to light your oven or things like that. You're not allowed to have anah from the lighting of the fire of chametz. In this case, truma has no value at all, so it's very different. Amar lo, Rabbi Lezer Chisma responded, af bezus, even in the case of truma of chametz, yesh lo ba'eter asaka, the kohen has permission to burn it, to benefit in some other way. She'im ratza kohen meritzel if nekabo, if the kohen wanted to, he could place it before his dog to eat. Apparently, this is something that you'd be allowed to do. O masika tachas tavshila, or put it under the pot of his food. Since this is permitted to have benefit in this way from the chametz, it is deemed to have value. That's what we're learning over here, that someone who therefore has the chametz of Pesach is therefore going to be obligated to pay back the kohen. That's what we want to assume. So now the Gemara says, turning on to the next, I'm going to analyzing this proof over here. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, kulo svir lo chametz Pesach aser ba'ana. They all agree that chametz is aser ba'ana. That was clear from the Mishnah. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you pay back for Chumas chametz is not because of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rather, he's telling you that at the end of the day, it's going to be because at the end of the day you pay lefimida, not because of the chametz. So the Gemara says, so the haplegi, Rabbi Akiva suffered the fidam mashalim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri suffered the fimida mashalim. That the machlokas is Rabbi Akiva is going to say they pay according to value. Therefore, you're going to be putter from paying back. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to say that you repay according to volume, and therefore he says that you do have to pay back the money. So we therefore see that this is a machlokas tanayim. That's why we were fleshing out this whole hashak of attire. That was half amud was to get to this point of abaye. So the Gemara says pshita. It's obvious that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, truma is going to be repaid according to volume. How else could he say that you would be chayav to pay back on Pesach? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? No, maybe. I could have found a very other obvious answer. Lafi Abaye has to tell me this chiddush, because if Abaye didn't tell me this chiddush, I would have thought that Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds like Rabbi Yossi Beglili, that really chametz is mutar ba'na. So you're paying lafi damim, and still you, it's not an issue over here, because if paying lafi damim, even though you're paying lafi damim, it's not an issue, because at the end of the day, there is hana permitted on Pesach, and therefore that is going to be even a free monetary value. So therefore, Abaye has to teach us. Kamash Mal, Abaye therefore has to teach us this chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri really holds like Rabbi Akiva the Chama. It's his aser bePesach. However, he holds that you pay lefi, not lefi damim, but rather lefi mida. And since you're paying lefi the volume, so you just pay whatever amount. I owed 5 ounces of chametz, so chametz 5 ounces of wheat. I pay 5 ounces of wheat worth, even though I'm not necessarily the wheat of the 5 ounces is worthless. I'm just going to pay 5 ounces back. So the Gemara says, but wait, maybe that's really such a good point. Maybe this is actually the case Rabbi Yochanan actually holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So the Gemara says, no, that's why we bring the second brisa. Im kein, the second brisa that Nahadr le Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri le Rabbi Akiva, ki heched mahadr le Rabbi Eliezer, chisma le Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, by saying that someone is permitted to have benefit from chametz on Pesach. That was explicit in the second brisa. That was the difference between the first brisa and the second brisa. That's why I said the Gemara is going to flesh out the difference between the two brisas. That's what we're coming out over here. That the first brisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri never responds that I say that I hold that really chametz on Pesach is mutar bana, and therefore there is value. He never says that. Why not? Says Abaye, because he doesn't hold that. He holds the chametz is in fact aser bana. He holds it just because you're paying lefi mida. That's why it's not considered, the value is not an issue to paying. You're just paying 5 ounces worth of wheat. That doesn't matter what the value of the wheat is right now, that it's worthless because it's aser bana. That's what's coming out of the Gemara, and that's what's coming out of the Rabbi Zvi Yaakov. And we're very good right now. Now the Gemara continues. Since the Gemara doesn't respond that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is holding like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, however, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is really holding a chametz of Pesach as aser bana against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, very good. Now the Gemara continues. What is the minimum amount of truma that one has to eat in order to pay back? And where's the Tanur Rabbanan? Haocha kazai is truma mashalim kerem v'chumah. Someone who has, we know the minimum shear generally for almost every achila, except for we had maybe one exception of kachim, based on the Gemara in the very beginning. I think that was on Gimel Mabez we had over there, that maybe the idea of the Baikacha maybe is less than a Kizayas, but generally the minimum shear for Achila is Kizayas. So here, someone who has Kizayas Truma is going to be Mashalim Karim Achomish. That's the minimum amount you're going to be Chayav to pay the 1/5 fine. Abashal says, no, Achshu Shavu Pruta, not only is it Kizayas, but well, that's actually going to be Shailin Abashal. He seems to, at this point, let's assume he disagrees, and he says that it has to have the value of a pruta, and then he disagrees. He says, you don't necessarily have a kazayas, and you have if you have a pruta, that's okay. So Gemara says, my time at Tanakama, what's the reason for Tanakama that says that you have to have a kazayas? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'ish ki yochal kodesh kazayas. It says, achila, lashon of achila. We know achila is always, like we just mentioned, is always kazayas, achila be kazayas. Achila's minimum is the olive's amount of food. And so therefore, if you have an olive amount of shuma, then you're going to be chayav to pay back. V'abashal, my Thomas, so what's the reason of Abashal? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Vinasan teaches that you're paying back the coin. V'ainasina pachas v'shava pruta, it can't be less than the value of a pruta. So therefore, we're telling you that Shuma cannot make someone chayav to pay back unless it is an amount that is a shaveh pruta. V'idach nami, with regard to the other Tana Abashal, also aksiv yochal, it says yochal, what's he going to do with that pasuk, which implies that it's a kazayis? So the Gemara says, "Ahu pratlam mazikudasa." That's coming to exclude someone who damages truma from the payment of an additional fifth. We know that since it says yochal, only someone who accidentally ate the truma and got rid of it in that way does he have to pay back the 1/5. Everyone else who does not have this issue of yochal does not need to pay back 1/5. That's what comes out of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Vitanakama," and the Tanakama, it also, according to him, it says haksiv v'nasan. It says that you should pay back, which seemingly implies that one is not going to be chayav unless someone has a pruta's worth of truma. So how does the Tamakana deal with everything? So he learns out that this positive is needed to tell you that someone must repay something that is going to be fit to be kodesh, and meaning that the produce itself you pay back. That's what we're learning. Davar leos kodesh, you have to pay back the produce and not necessarily the amount of money. And then, so that's the whole shayla. Prat lochel shumas chametz pesach. If that's in our girsa or not, I think the marshal is the one who took that out. So we have it in parentheses. Usually, the rule is that we don't go with the parentheses. So we'll keep the girsa the way it is without the parentheses. Okay. The Gemara now continues. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Tanur Rabbanan. We learn in a brisa. Ochel truma pachos mikazayas. So someone has less than an olive's amount of truma. Mishalam esakarim. You have to pay the principal as anyone who steals. However, in a mishalam esachomesh, that if you won't have to pay back the actual fifth. The Gemara says, Hechi dami. What is the case of the Braisa? Idelais be shavar pruta. If there is no shavet value of a pruta, then he doesn't have to pay the principal either, because at the end of the day, he doesn't have a shavet pruta, so they don't have to pay back. We know generally when a person steals, the stealing, the minimum shear is a pruta, shavet pruta, it's a whole chakira. Is it just the Torah? Just why is it that you don't have to pay back shavet pruta? Is because we just assume every single person is mochel shavet pruta? What if the nafka minu be? Let's say if the person doesn't know, he doesn't know that you stole from him. So there's no implicit mechila. Would you have to pay back? Okay. So shayla, we assume pasuk chol shavet pruta, you don't have to pay back. So ve'ide isbe shavet pruta chomesh namila shalem. So if there is. If there is a shavet pruta, then you have to pay back the additional fifth. So how could it be that I don't pay back the additional fifth? So Gemara says, "La'olam de'isbe shavet pruta." We are talking about a case where it has the value of a pruta. V'afilu acha kevan de'leis le kezayis. In the day, since there is no kezayis, and the olives amount, mishalem as a karev, and mishalem as a chomesh, that you have to pay the principal, but you don't pay the additional one fifth. The Gemara says, "Amru la'bana kamidar papa hadlag avashol." So that this price seems to be against avashol, because according to avashol, the Gemara fleshes out, "Tiik avashol amar kevan sheish be shavet pruta." Because if you would go according to Abashol, the way we want to assume is that he would assume that it's all about the value of a pruta, even if there is no volume of an egg, so therefore you have to pay the one-fifth. And the Braisa tells you don't pay the one-fifth. So clearly this goes against Abashol, and we're saying right now that you do not have to pay if you don't have a kezias. As long as you don't have a kezias, that's the ikker. So Gemara says, Amar l'Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, the Rav Papa responded, maybe no, afilu tema Abashol, maybe we misunderstood Abashol. We could reinterpret Abashol to understand. Abashol, tarted by Abashol, requires to have both. Tell you how you're going to be paid the actual fifth. That you have to have the truma has to be shavet pruta, and it needs to be a kezias. We need that if one of these conditions is not going to be met, then you don't have to pay the actual fifth. That he's really just adding a condition onto the Tanakhama, not necessarily disagreeing with the vort that you needed. The fact that it has to be shavet pruta and a kezias, that you really be agreeing to that you need both of them. So the Gemara rejects the Rav Papa. The Gemara says, "Me by Abashol tarte this. If Abashol really need both, vaha really should be Tanya. Our gear says tznam, but should be Tanya. It's a brisa, not a mishnah. Abashol says Abashol mar esh yesh b'shavet pruta chayvet tashlim, and says that Abashol is totally focused on the fact that it has the value of a pruta. Chayvet tashlim, and that meant you have to pay back the additional one fifth. Etch ain b'shavet pruta, that does not have the additional pruta. Ain chayvet tashlim, and he's not going to be chayvet to repay. Amru lo, they said back to Abashol, lo amru shavet pruta. The rabbis did not say the minimum value of a pruta ela leinyan meila bilvad, except for with regard to Me'ila, that Me'ila you need a Shavet Pruta. However, the Truma, I ain't no Chayav at Sheikha Bezayas. And the Truma, that you're going to be Chayav only if you have a Kezayas, if you have an olive amount. Less than that, even if it is Shavet Pruta, is not going to make Oman Chayav the additional fifth. Now the Gemara says that this Braisa clearly implies that Abashal holds that you only need one. V'imisa, because if it's true that Abashal doesn't require both conditions to be Chayav, the one-fifth, so then the response to the Braisa doesn't make sense. It should be Kevan Sheish Bo Kezayis Ba'elei, that the people who are responding to Abashol should have said that since the Truma doesn't have the volume of an olive, they're going to be Chayev, and not that the fact that it doesn't have the Shavet Pruta. Since they only object to Abashol with regards to the fact that you have the Shavet Pruta element over here, that apparently is telling us that Abashol only requires that you need the Shavet Pruta, not like Rav Papa wanted. The Tzaddik, like Mar, in fact, says, Tiyufta, you're right, that's a knockout for Rav Papa. We have therefore rejected Rav Papa's interpretation. We're assuming that this Braisa is not like Abashal. Abashal only requires Shavet Pruta, whereas the Tanakhama only requires a Kezias. The Gemara continues and points out that even Rav Papa retracted his statement. How do I know this? Because the Braisa tells us, V'chata b'shkaga. So this is going to be a hemshech of to show us that Rav Papa retracted, because the Pasuk says that with regards to Me'ila, that if you do it by accident, so V'pralameze, that's going to be excluding someone who does it on purpose. The sin of Me'ila, you're going to be Chayav, you're not going to be Chayav a Korban Me'ila. V'alo dinu, the Gemara says, why do you have to let this out from the drasha? Why can't you just say that it's a kavachomer? Umashar mitzvah shechia bem kares. For if we say by other commandments that although the Torah told us you're going to be chayav kares for them, with regards to someone as chaylev or all those, potter ben, it's amazing that yet someone who does it, amazing, he doesn't have the ability to get kapara. We don't give him a korban chatas. Me'ila shein bakaris, me'ila which does not have a karis. Inudin sheipatras, amazing, and kavachomer, we're not going to give him the ability to get kapara by someone who does it on purpose. The Braisa explains, lo imar mepeshar mitzvah shekein lochia ben misa. Other mitzvahs, the Torah does not say you're going to be chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Tobar me'ila shechayav misa. You're going to tell us by me'ila that is chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Apparently, we're assuming that right now in the havamin of the Gemara, that misa b'dei shemayim is worse than karis. That's what we're assuming right now. Talmud Lomar Bishkaga, therefore I do need the Pasuk Bishkaga Prat Lamezid, because we're assuming that Misa B'dei Shemayim, someone who does Me'ila, Nen and Behekdish on purpose, when you're Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, I would have thought that since it's worse, that you would have been Chayav B'mezid as well. So the Gemara continues, V'amr Le'Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak L'Rav Chiya Baravin. The Tana originally thought that Karis was more chamor than Misa B'Din Shemayim. However, then he thought that death, Mishamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killing you by Misa B'Din Shemayim. Again, there's Misa B'Din Adam. That's what basically can enforce the punishment. Misa B'Din Shemayim is if you eat Trumba, if you're Moel Behekdesh on purpose, all those cases, Hashem is going to take care of you on his own. He doesn't do it through Beis Din. So we assume that Karis is worse at this point, and then the Gemara assumes that really Misa B'Din Shemayim is worse. Amar Lei, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tana actually meant to say. Lo Imar Peshar Mitzvahs. I'm going to say about other mitzvahs. The shekin lochia ben misa bepachos mikazayas. At the end of the day, you're not going to be chayav the amount of less than an olive's volume. Tell me by beila. You're going to tell me by beila. Shechayav ben misa bepachos mikazayas. Their Torah is going to tell you they're going to be chayav less than a kazayas. So therefore, certainly not. So therefore, we're coming back. We're therefore saying that when it comes to meila, as opposed to other commandments, we're going to say that it's different. Now the Gemara is going to go to the Firashi. The Gemara now say that we're not assuming that misa b'dishamayim is more severe than karis. We're actually assuming that karis is more severe than misa b'dishamayim. I think I'd check like the quote that this is machlokas the Bavli and Rishami. The Bavli here clearly assumes that Misa B'Din Shemayim is in fact lighter than Karis. Karis is that not only you're going to be punished, you're going to get premature death, and also you don't have children. As opposed to Misa B'Din Shemayim is only that Hashem is going to kill you early. So that's what the Gemara assumes right now. So the Gemara continues, V'amr Leis, from Nachman Yitzchak responded to Chiyah Bar Avin, Tanuach Tatka Shenachlis Daiti, that you should be at ease because you made my you made it pleasant for me. V'amr Leis, so what do you do? My Nechusa, what do I make difficult? The Rabbah Rav Sheshes, Shadule Ben Narga, Rabbah Rav Sheshes, they threw an axe in this, meaning they had a kash on this. Manshamalat the Amar, who says that this haze had been Misa, that someone who has Misa is going to be Misa B'Din Shemayim. It's Rebbe, he Desanya, Hezid B'Mi'ila, Rebbe M'Mesivcha, Mimim B'Bazara. The Chacham said they're only going to be Chayav a punishment. So you know what, we'll pick up with, let's go back, I'll pick up with the Hemshech of the Barmalei, we'll come up with here, even though we're up to my time, but we'll flesh this out, because the Gemara has a long talk of Torah about this, we'll continue, and we'll pick up from there, Rebbe Hashem, tomorrow.